Well, hello, everyone. It's Bob from Hackberry House, and we're learning together every day from the book of Job in the Bible. I'm so glad you could be here. Would you go get your Bible, please? Now, I'm using the NASB of 1995. You can bring any version of the Bible you want. It'll all be about the same, so don't worry about that. NASB, 1995, book of Job, chapter 1. We're starting with verse 6. We covered the first five verses yesterday. You'll have to go back and see what we did there if you want to be up with us. Otherwise, we just talked about how great a man Job was and how God loved him and so on. But there was a day. Things are going to change now. It starts out pretty beautiful, you know, the book of Job does, talking about how this wonderful man. And maybe your life has started out pretty beautiful, too. Maybe you're, at this point, going through a beautiful part of your life. But things can change, can't they? I'm not trying to be negative or scare you. Just want you to be watching and be ready if something should come. Because things do happen. They've happened in your life. Maybe you're going through the other part of it now. Maybe you're on the bad side of this and hoping to come out. And you will. You really will. Now, there was a day when the sons of God, now who are these sons of God talked about in Job? My own personal belief is that these were fallen creations in the angelic world. You can go back to Genesis chapter 6 and see them again. I think that's the two times when the Bible mentions this group of people. And each time it's not a very pleasant thing that happens. I think the word sons is used kind of generically there. We're not talking about biological type sons, but creations, I believe, creations of God, fallen creations. They were angels. They were what we would call demons today. And when we think demons, we think strange pictures that we've seen of the demonic. But in fact, at least at one time, very beautiful creatures. Don't know how much of their beauty they've lost. We know that their inner beauty has sunk to low levels. But these sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And what's that about? Are they being asked to give an account of their activities? It could be. We know that God is in charge of all things. Our God is in charge. He reigns over everything. And so could it be that every day, every moment, they are accountable? They can't just do anything they want to do. They have to get assignments from the Lord, just as holy angels get assignments from the Lord. They have to ask permission from the Lord. So don't worry that you're going to be just totally overwhelmed by this enemy. He can't do just anything with you. But sometimes he's given permission to do some things, as he was with Job. Notice that Satan is with them, these sons of God, these fallen creatures. And that's why I believe they are fallen creatures, because they're hobnobbing with Satan. They're hanging out with him where he is, and he is with them, so they travel as a group. And there they are, giving perhaps their daily report. And this is a picture of how all your troubles come about. This is how it all happens, folks. The enemy of your soul goes before the Father. The Father and he have dialogue, and before you know it, the enemy has received a permission slip to go and do what he needs to do to you, what he wants to do, but he's under the control of one who wants something even better to come out of this, something that will teach you, something that will form you, something that will be good for you eventually, although it doesn't feel like it at the time. He certainly allows the enemy, God does, to tempt us and test us so as to work out his purposes in our lives. Don't be panicking. Don't be afraid. He's working out something good. So the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" Now, God knew where he came from. He's just starting the conversation here. Satan said, "Well, I've been roaming about on the earth, walking around on it." Doesn't that remind you of something Peter said? That the devil is a roaring lion and looking for someone to devour. And that's what he had been doing that very day, roaming about on the earth and walking around on it. He's not just out for a walk, folks. He's not out for his pleasure. He gets no pleasure in the things that we consider beautiful on this earth. No, he's out to destroy someone. And he's been out looking that very day. And the Lord knew it. And the Lord said, have you looked at Job recently? Have you seen him? I imagine Satan did have his eyes on Job. And that's why the Lord asked him that. Did you see how wonderful a person he is? He's blameless. He's upright. He fears God. He turns away from evil. That is God's assessment of Job. Now, you got to hold on to that thought for a long time here. A long time, hold on to that thought, because it's not going to seem like he thinks this way about Job. When you see all the bad things that start to happen to him, and then you see the Lord himself later on in the book coming and really laying it on Job real hard. But his assessment hasn't changed. And can I say that to you too? His assessment of you, since you have come into Christ, I'm only talking, I hope, I think, to people who are in Christ. And his assessment of you, if you're in Christ, is a great assessment. You fear God. You're upright. You're blameless because of the Lord's work in you. And that assessment is not going to change when you start going through the bad stuff. It's not even going to change when the rebukes from the Lord come because of your reaction to the bad stuff, as you will see Job's reaction. It's pretty good, but not what it was supposed to be. Then Satan answered the Lord, does Job fear God for nothing? Here's the accuser of the brothers. Here's the accuser. He only serves you because you put a fence around him and his house and everything that he has. Oh, sure. You've blessed everything. He's prosperous. He's well known. Everybody loves him. Of course he's going to serve you. Just touch him now. Touch everything that he has. Bring him down. He'll curse you to your face. The Lord took that challenge. It never happened, by the way. Job cursed his day, but he never cursed his God. He was upset with his God. He was saying, God, come on. I've been good. Why are you doing this to me? I don't get it. Come on, show up here. Let's talk. God did show up, didn't he? Oh my, what a talk they had. But that's way down the line here. Let's wait. God says to him some scary words in verse 12. The Lord said to Satan, behold, everything that he has is in your power. Oh my goodness. What? Everything that he has, devil. It's in your power. Go for it. See what happens. I'll take up your challenge. Folks, you need to tremble. You need to fear God. Oh, we don't fear the devil, but we fear God in a holy and respectful way. We watch. We're ready. That's what Peter said. Be ready, watching, because your adversary, the devil, is out trying to bring you down. Trying to destroy you. Be ready. Just be ready and be fighting when you need to fight. God does put a little bit of a limitation on him. Just don't reach out and put your hand on him personally. You can take all his stuff. You can do anything you want to do. Oh, Satan loves that. Satan knows he's got a man now. He's going to get Job. And Satan departed from the presence of the Lord, but not from the power of the Lord, not from the direction of the Lord. You can't depart from that. Well, folks, that's all we can take care of today. We'll start on verse 13 next time around. Hey, don't forget to look over the rest of the site. We've got those Spurgeon sermons still and Gurnall. We're studying about spiritual warfare. And if you search through the site, you're going to find hundreds of other things. I mean, really, there's 3,500 audios now. 3,500. There's got to be something there that will bless you more often. You can sign up for the podcast or download the app and just let me know you're there from time to time. I'm at bob.j.faulkner.72@gmail.com. I hope we can continue this fellowship on a regular basis. Thank you so much for being here. Let's do this again next time. Bye-bye.